Good morning, Western Park and Western Shore. Welcome to this week's podcast, where we are going to share our amazing Year 6 work we have been producing in our morning writing boosters.
We are here in a class before school, attending our weekly writing booster session. We are starting these booster sessions in September, and they are going to go on to continue all year.
We come to these booster sessions to improve our Year 6 writing skills, such as using expanded noun phrases, building on our own sentence starters, and the variety of sentences we use in our writing.
Today we have chosen to share some of our paragraphs from our writing. We hope you enjoy.
Hi, I'm Lyra, and I want to read you my story. One fateful night, a boy named Will stuck out of his house. This was to be his first big mistake. Will had three best friends, Justin, Alex, and Jack. The four of them had been best friends for what felt like forever. The four of them enjoyed playing a game called Dungeons and Dragons. This is what Will would sneak out of his house for. This one night, Will had been with his friends playing his favourite game when he had to leave to avoid being discovered missing from home. It was a journey he had made home many times before. This particular night, he was riding home. He was riding home in the dark and silent night. He was riding for what felt like forever when he realised his worst fear. He was lost in the woods. Will was in trouble. Meanwhile, at home, his mother had discovered he was gone and was beginning to panic. She was scared to death. He was nowhere to be seen.
Hi, I'm Charlie, and I'm going to tell you about my story. Two young boys were happily walking down the street talking about yesterday's football match. They arrived home only to be told by their mum to go back out to the shop to get some food for dinner, but she wanted Oliver and Charlie back by 8. Off they went happily to walk to the shop. As they turned down a narrow dark alleyway, they walked slowly and silently as if they knew. They came across a mysterious door. Charlie announced into the silence, "Come, Oliver, let's go to the door." And he started to run towards the door. Oliver followed Charlie's lead. They quickly approached the door. As they got closer, the door slowly opened and it was all black. "Are we in space?" exclaimed Oliver. Charlie excitedly added, "We're in space. Oh my God. We are in space. They stepped forward and appeared to float. The boys had so much fun floating and exploring space until they remembered what their mum had said to them. They had to be back by 8. The boys felt themselves panic. They floated back towards the door. "Please take us home, please take us home," they called out to the darkness in the door. A whoosh were teleported back to home, relieved to be home until they realised they had to go to the shop for mum. How could they explain this?
Good morning, my name is Ethan and I'd like to read you a paragraph of my story. Slowly the door creaked open. No other sounds could be heard. One step at a time, Ethan began to walk through. Bang, bang, suddenly a bullet soared past his shoulder and hit Peter in the arm. A loud piercing scream was heard and Peter fell to the ground. Ethan ran back towards the door that they had just emerged from to find a man with a gun stood right there. Ethan managed to get around the man and get to the door quickly. He ran through it and saw a space he was not in that was full of diamonds and pots of gold. Ethan thought to himself, this place is richer than a bank. Ethan exclaimed out loud, "Wow, this is a lot of money," and was not expecting anyone to hear, let alone a response. But there was a man, the man again, the man with a gun. He said, "Yes, it is. but it's a vault, and it belongs to James and Iron James. An evil grin crossed the man's face, and Ethan was worried, really worried.
Hi, I'm Kitty. I'm going to read you a paragraph of my story. The floor was the most pure white and bright purple ever to be seen. The walls were freshly painted blue and gave a feeling as if they were hugging you. You got a real feeling the walls did not like the floor. The walls and the floor did not like each other. Something wasn't right. Then there was the door. The door was bright yellow, as if it's wanting to be noticed. What an unusual space they had discovered. Was there more to be discovered? What was happening? It didn't feel right, whatever it was.
Hello, my name is William, and I'm going to read you a part of my story. It was a gloomy day, but still, William and Casper went to play football close to the hillside. Casper booted the ball up onto the hillside when suddenly the ground began to shake around them. All around them became misty, and slowly a door emerged from the mist. The doorway was solid and standing tall with a small window near the top. It appeared to be in an alleyway. Something began to appear at the window. There was a glowing glow, and suddenly they could see the best football they had ever seen, right there in the window. They really wanted the best football, but it was the other side of the door. William and Casper slowly and cautiously approached the door. The handle slowly turned. As the handle turned, the door slowly cracked open. They looked at each other, another over exactly, when suddenly something grabbed Casper. It pulled him in further through the door. William swiftly ran for cover. What was he meant to do now? When he felt it was safe, he ran and ran back towards the town. He found what looked like his front door. He ran into it, and suddenly everything went black.
Hello, my name is Milana, and I want to read you a paragraph of my story. Whole world started to shake. Suddenly, Sonia woke up, and she was small, tiny. She was now a little mouse. She wasn't a mouse before. How has she transformed, but how? Hey, something loud was shouting at her. Sonia slowly looked up, and it was a massive cat. She was about to scream when a ginormous cat picked up the teeny tiny mouse. Where are you taking me? Squeaked Sonia the mouse. Nothing. Sonia, mouse, questions again. Where are you taking me? It appeared that the cat was taking Sonia to loud to see the Lord Mouserich. Uh-oh, Sonia was in real trouble now.
Hello, my name is Casper, and I'd like to read a paragraph of my story out. Why is the roar of the saber-toothed tiger so loud? Jess and Bruce had to cover over their ears at the sound of it. That sound settled the next thing. They heard a curious sound. What was it? It was like nothing they've heard before. Cautiously, they looked, and there were hundreds of thousands of fierce-looking saber-toothed tigers before them. They were surrounded. What to do now? They had to get back to the mysterious store. Why had they opened it? It was becoming clear that they would have to fight their way back. These tigers looked fierce and hungry.
Hello, my name is Ruben, and I would like to read you a paragraph of my story. Entering the large damp forest, the two boys, Oscar and Oliver, accidentally got lost while playing tag. Trying to find their way back to their loved village, thinking about how to find their way home, something flew over Oscar's head. Confused about what flew over Oscar, Oliver got a glimpse of what it had been.
Hi, my name is Lacey, and I would like to read one of my paragraphs on my English booster. Whenever I put my hand on the cold, thin doorknob, thunder, rain and wind came. I hadn't realised there was a note on the door. I hadn't read it. It said, "Open if you dare." It felt too late now. Should I still do this? I thought to myself. It was just too tempting, but terrifying at the same time. Slowly and cautiously, I opened the door to find a pathway on the other side. All was quiet, there was no noise, and all was still cautiously. I stepped slowly onto the pathway and followed the pathway on and on. It seemed to take forever. Eventually, I saw a secret land appear ahead of me.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Bye.